The Sefer was written by the old Novominsky Rabbi. It was one of the real hidden tzaddikim that actually was here in New York. And his son, Rabbi Yaakov Perlow, is the Novominsky Rabbi right now in Brooklyn. He's a very big Talmud Chacham, a very Choshev Rabbi, one of the Gedolei Yisrael right now. And the Sefer here talks about, in Parsha Zamor, it comes out, it's not a coincidence that it comes out the midst of Sfiras Omer, which comes out this time of the year. Parsha Zamor is this Shabbos. And also, to discuss the Indian of Lag Bomer, which is coming up Mitzvah Monday night, Tuesday. So he brings you the Medrash. The Novominsky brings the Medrash. Tony Reb Chiya. Look inside. Tony Reb Chiya. Sheva Shabbos is Tmimis Tiyana. So everybody knows that the Pasuk says that there have to be 7 complete weeks. Right? From Pesach till Shavuos, 7 complete weeks. So the word Tmimos means complete, perfect. It also means unblemished, like a carbon tamim, right? It means unblemished, perfect, complete, whole. So Tani Reb Chiya Sheva Shabbos Tmimis Tiyana. So the Medrash asks, Emosai Hein Tmimis, when are these 7 weeks perfect and whole? So the Chazal answer, Bizman Shi Yisrael Oysen Mitzayna Shel Mokam. When the Jewish people are observing, are fulfilling the will of Hashem, then these 7 weeks are perfect whole weeks. So it's a very odd Medrash. Right. So Norminsker asks, "V'hadvarim kipshutim afliim." It's hard to understand the simple pshat. To understand the simple pshat in the Medrash. The din tmimus who ikub b'mitzvah esay the sfiras ha'omer. Now everybody here knows, you all know, there's a halach of tmimus by sfiras ha'omer that if you miss the day of counting, you can no longer count with the bracha. Right? Why is that? Because there's a halach that they have to be tmimus. That means complete. You can't miss a piece. It has to be complete. So the Rabbi asks, the din tmimus from ikub b'mitzvah the sfiras ha'omer v'afilu b'zman she'ini yisrael oisim v'san shalom v'akam sichem v'kayim tmimus. He says the whole Medrash is hard to understand. The Medrash is saying, when are the 7 weeks tmimos? When are they perfect and whole? When the Jewish people are perfect and whole. That's what it's basically saying. When we're oisim v'san shalom v'akam, when we're living up to the expectations that Hashem has. Then the 7 weeks of Tmimus. So the Rebbe says, what do you mean Tmimus? Even if the Jewish people are not Osim Mitzvot Shel Mokum, even if God forbid we're not living up to Hashem's expectations, nevertheless, there's the same halacha that applies that even if we're not tzaddik, and we still have the halacha that the 7 weeks have to be 7 whole weeks. You can't skip a day, right? So what's the Medrash saying? The Rebbe says, what's the Medrash saying? When the Jewish people are whole, then the 7 weeks are whole. Even if the Jewish people aren't told, and we don't have a din of counting 7 whole weeks, what does it mean? So listen carefully. Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Hay. It's a famous Gemara. It says in the Pasuk, the Gemara there brings a brisa. The Pasuk says, Tanu Rabbanan, V'asafta deganecha. V'asafta deganecha, and you shall gather the crops, right? The wheat. So the Gemara says over the Matam, Lama Lefisha Ne'emar, Lo Yomash Sefer HaTorah Ezeh Mipicha, Yachol Devarim Kichsov, and it says in Sefer Yehoshua, that a man is not allowed to stop learning, Lo Yomash Sefer HaTorah Ezeh Mipicha, means the words of Torah shall never ever leave your mouth, right? The words of Torah shall never leave your mouth. Yachol Devarim Kichsov, does that mean literally? If that means literally that you can't stop learning Torah, how are you supposed to go to work? And that the Torah says, "Vasafta de ganecha," you're supposed to go gather your crops, right? So the Torah obviously accepts the idea that a Jew is allowed to go to work. So what does it mean, "Layom sefer Torah zemipicha"? That the Torah should never go out of your mouth. So the Gemara says, "Vasafta tamalov, vasafta de ganecha, inoig behem minhag derech eretz." Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So Yishmael says, "No, that's why the Torah comes along and tells you, vasafta de ganecha," which means that the pasuk of Lo Yomash Sefer Torah Zemi Picha, that the Torah is never allowed to go out of your mouth, is not literally, to be taken literally, that you can never stop learning. But instead it means to be Noig Behem Derech Eretz, which means that Hashem wants you to learn Torah, and to support yourself by working. Which means that to live in the way that's called Derech Eretz, the way of the land, the way of the earth. Which Hashem's not telling you to close up shop and to leave work and never to go to work and to just learn. Hashem is telling you that there is a way that when you have free time, you're supposed to learn. You do the best you can. And you go to work and support your family and so on. That's called Noig Behen Derech Eretz. That you live in the way of the land, Derech Eretz. That's why it says, Vasavta Deganech and so on. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer Efshar Adam Chayish B'Shas Chirisha V'Zareh B'Shas Zriya Torah Tehela. Now you remember, that's the story in the Gemara, the frightening story where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came out from the cave. He was there for 12 years with his son, Rabbi Elazar. He came out from the cave and he saw Jews were working in the fields, planting and sowing and plowing. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, remember what happened? Everywhere he looked, everywhere he turned his eyes, went on fire. And he said, how could it be that people, the Jews, are ignoring Chayei Olam, eternal life, which is Torah, and they're Oiskim B'Chayei Shoah, and they're preoccupied with temporary, meaningless life, which is of this world. So Bishur Meirchai says in this Gemara, Ev Shodom Chayrish B'Shaz Chavishim, Zareh B'Shaz V'Yaz, Torah Matahela. What do you mean, a Jew should go out and work in the fields? Then Torah Matahela. What does it mean, Torah Matahela? What does it mean, Torah Matahela? What's going to be with the Torah? What's going to be with the Torah? If everybody's supposed to go to what's going to be with the Torah? Ella, so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says an amazing thing. Listen to what Rabbi Shimon says. Ella, bizman shi shalosim mitzvah shel makom halachtam nasei deicher. Rabbi Shimon said that when the Jewish people are osim mitzvah shel makom, we're living the right way, and the Jewish people are close to Hashem, then our physical work will be done by others. Our work will be done by others. We won't have to do it ourselves. We'll have servants. We'll have non-Jews doing these things for us. Shenemar, it says in Pasuk in Yeshaya, Vam Duzarm Urut Seinchem, that strangers will come and watch our sheep. Because when the Jewish people are worthy, we don't have to work. There will be others who will work for us. And we'll be able to have the presence of mind to sit and learn. Ubizman Shein Yisalaisim Isan Shalmakum, so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, and when God forbid the Jewish people are not living in the way of Hashem, then they have to schlep and work. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Yishmael, it's a very, very big discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim to understand this Gemara. It's in Halacha what it means. We're not talking now in Halacha. But you hear the machlokas of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says that the way of the world is to work and to learn. It's the way of the world. Rabbi Shimon says the way of the world, it's not the way of the world. Not the Jews. It's only when we're not living up to Hashem's expectations and we're not attached to Him in a deep way, that as a result of that, we have to do our own schlepping, our own working in the field. But if we'd be on the madrega of Oysim and Sanu Shalmakam, then our malacha, the work would be done Aydechem. We would have others that would take care of all of our work and we would just sit and learn. That's Rabbi Shimon. See, he asks also, Begam Kan, Yesh Lahavan, the Rabbi Shimon Beichai. So the Rebbe asks, we have to understand what Rabbi Shimon is talking about. So the Rebbe asks a very simple question. If Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai takes that pasuk in Yeshua literally that says the Torah shall never leave your mouth, right? If he takes it literally, the Torah is not allowed to leave your mouth, then what's the difference from Oysim Mitzvah Shemakam and Oysim Mitzvah Shemakam, whether we're on the best level or not on the best level? If he says that according to Sefer Yeshua, you have to learn all the time. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be that you're not supposed to go to work. You're supposed to sit and learn. In other words, Bimonavshach, if the pasuk is to be taken literally, as apparently Rabbi Shimon does take it literally, if you take the pasuk literally that says that the Torah shall not leave your mouth, then it means that you have to try to learn Torah all the time and not to work. So Rabbi Shimon says, no, Rabbi Shimon says that when we're Oysim Mitzvah Shemakom, then we learn all the time, then we can learn all the time and the Goyim will do our work. But not Oysim Mitzvah Shemakom, so then we have to go to work. So what does that mean? Now listen carefully. This is a very, very important thing here. And to understand also the Simcha of Lag Baomer. B'nir Levar al-Pi Divra Tikkunim. He explains according to what it says in the Tikkuni HaZohar. Netzach v'hoi train sam rikshayt. Now, without getting into anything in Kabbalah, on a very simple level for people like us, you all know that there are different midos, different ways which Hashem runs the world, different kaiches in which Hashem runs the world. So there's chesed, gvur, teferes, netzach, hod, yesod, and malchus. So this week of Pesach Sheni and Lag BaOmer is the week of hod, splendor, or beauty, hod. Lag BaOmer is hod shebahod. Lag BaOmer is like hod square. Because, you know, each week is broken down to seven also, right? Chesed shebahod, and so on. So Lag BaOmer is hod shebahod. Pesach Sheni is chesed. The first 28, 29, this is already the beginning of the week. But Lag BaOmer is hod shebahod. So it says in the Tikkuni Zohar that Netzach and Hod are called the Train Samchik Shait, the two pillars of truth. The two pillars of truth, also called the two legs of truth. Vahainu, the Yesh Emes de Netzach, the Yesh Emes de Hod. Now, the week before Lag BaOmer, before this week, was Netzach, which means power and victory. Poshut love means to be victorious over the Yetzirah and so on. So the Zohar is telling us that there are two levels of truth. One level of truth is called Netzach, Emes of Netzach, and one level of truth is called Emes of Hoyt. So the Yevur B'derech HaPshat, now, how can there be two levels of truth? It says in the pasuk in Devarim, "Hanistaris l'Hashem Elokeinu v'haniglos lonu l'vaneinu ad olam la'asos." It's called Divrei Torah Hazayis. That means, "Hanistaris l'Hashem Elokeinu." There are things that are hidden and known to Hashem alone. V'haniglos, and that which is revealed, it's lonu l'vaneinu ad olam la'asos. What's revealed to us, we have to keep, and our children have to keep till the end of time. But there are nistaris l'Hashem Elokeinu. There are things that are hidden and known to Hashem alone. And the things that are revealed, we have to observe till the end of time. So the Rebbe explains, the Yesh b'divrei Torah k'dosha, and yonim niglim v'nistarim. That in the Torah there are things that are revealed and there are things that are hidden. Things that are revealed and things that are hidden. Ushneim emes. And they're both true. Bram, however, ha'em is the nistar v'sil Hashem Elokeinu. The emes of that which is hidden, that's Hashem Elokeinu. The nigla is hilonu levanenu, the emes that is revealed, the truth that's revealed, that's for us now children. What does this mean? Well, look, here's a very, very deep concept. Sheha'emes ha'nigla shel ha'torah ha'kadoshi hi al pi ha'musogim ha'sichliim shel Yisrael, al pi chachmeinu zal v'ha'mefarshim v'ha'poskim. The truth of Torah that has been revealed to the Jewish people is that which we understand with our seichel. It's that which we understand with our minds intellectually. And that which has been explained to us and given to us through the chachamim, through the sages, and the mefarshim, and the poskim. And the way that we come to understand the revealed truth of Torah is by shakla v'tarya. What does it mean, shakla v'tarya? Shakla v'tarya means by discussions and arguments in Torah, like we do in the yeshivas, like the poskim do, and it's arguing back and forth. Abaye and Rava, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. That's how we come to the revealed truth of Torah. And through using the 13 of the different types of midos, the different ways that we can understand Torah. Shnek suvim, hadboim, kechad, binyanov, kosev, echad, and all these different types of midos and ways that we're to understand Gzeirah Shavah, Kalvah Chomer, and all different ways that we use to come to an understanding of Torah, the revealed Torah. Uchahad the Metzina Bav Metzia, the Mesifta the Rakia Pasku Halacha, Vaam Ruman Noichach, Noichach Rabba Bar Nachmeini. By these Yotza Baskal, Vaam Halacha Kerbalaza. These are different Gemaras that tell us that in Shemayim, they paskin in Shemayim, Hashem paskins in his Bezdin above, as the Chachamim paskin down here in this world. And that's the famous Gemara here in Nun Tesn Bav Metzia, where there's an argument between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. I'm sure you all heard this, and a Baskal came out and said, Halachas Kerbi Elazar. Now you remember that Rabbi Elazar held one way, and Rabbi Yeshua and the Chacham held a different way. And Rabbi Elazar, it's a whole amazing Gemara. Rabbi Elazar says that if I'm correct, let the waters of the river flow the other way. And if I'm right, let the walls of the Beis Medrash bend. And all these things were happening, and the Chacham didn't care. Until finally a voice came down from Shemayim and said, what do you want? The halacha is like my son, like my child, Rabbi Lazar. And the Chacham said, V'amar Rabbi Yeshua Baraglav, V'amar Lama Shemayimi. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua stood up and said, excuse us, Hashem. Excuse us. Lama Shemayimi, it was me Lama Shemayimi. The Torah is not in the heavens. You gave us the Torah to work out here in this world, right? You gave us the Emes down here in this world to work out the Emes. And it says in the Gemara that afterwards that there was a certain, that he brings down over here, when they malay kov alokhir, mayim ne shalay yodachacha, he have visham ba mitzi amu kuchabircha my kovid ba hu shaita. The Gemara asks, what was Hashem doing? What was Hashem's response when he heard that amazing answer that they said, the Torah is not in Shemayim? What was Hashem's response? Amen nitzchuni banai nitzchuni banai. Hashem is smiling and he said, my children have defeated me. Hashem enjoyed that. He said, "Nischuni banai, my children have defeated me." So here you have an amazing thing. You have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees with the psak that was on earth. In other words, Hashem and Shemayim said that Rabbi Lazar is right. In that world of Anistaris L'Hashem L'Kena, the truth that is hidden to God and known by God, so the Baruch Shalom said that Rabbi Lazar is right. And down here in the world, they said, listen, the majority, according to Halacha, we go by the majority. The majority hold, like of Yeshua. And they said, and they told Hashem, Torah is not, Lo B'Shamayim, the Torah is on earth. This is what we do with the Torah. You gave us the Torah. And Hashem, Nischuni B'nai, Nischuni, Hashem smiled, and he said, I've been defeated, which means that Hashem agreed to the Psak on earth. That Gemara has a million explanations, right? It's an amazing Gemara. And he brings another Gemara that says the Gemara asks an Erev, and how come we don't pass like Rabbi Meir? Because Rabbi Meir was the greatest Talmud Chacham. So it says, because Lo Yardu Chaver L'Sof Daito, because his friends, his colleagues, the other Chacham couldn't understand the depths of his teachings. Okay, bro, so why don't we pass like him? I mean, L'Chari, he's right. He knows more than anybody. He's smarter than anyone. So the Gemara says, no, we don't pass like him. We can't understand Reb Meir. Why don't we just say, okay, let's go like Reb Meir. He knows what he's talking about. The Gemara says, no, Leyadu Chaveru Saif Daita. They don't understand what he's saying. So what? Trust him that he knows more than anybody. So you see that there's a remarkable thing. That there's a level of truth, Kivyachal by Hashem, and then there's a level of truth by human beings. It's not always the same, L'char. And he says, "V'yadua pirush aran b'derusos of the afal pisha b'shemayim halachi ba'ifin acher hanoi lo yisbarach shemay shabonav noitzchem." So the Ran says that even though in Shemayim the halacha was like Hashem said, but Hashem has hanoah. Hashem enjoys the fact that his children defeated him. Moaisha atarin nitna lefidas chazal. It's a very big principle in understanding Torah, because Hashem gave the Torah. According to the understanding of the Chachamim. According to the understanding of Chazal. And the Chacham of all the generations. Hashem gave the Torah that they should understand it on their level. Kashi Yavaru v'alpi roiv deis v'shar klolim, that they should use the rules of learning Torah and the rule of majority and so on. V'chinor mozal, zamer l'misha menaschan esoy v'sameach. Says in the Gemara that we should sing a song of praise to the one whom when he is defeated he rejoices. Lamanetzeach means we sing a song to Hashem, because Hashem, when he is defeated, he is besimcha. When his children defeat him in halacha, kivyachal, Hashem rejoices. V'zeu ha'em is the netzach. K'mayim ra'kosav v'gam netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. And the Novominska says, this is what the Zohar means when it speaks about the emes of netzach. The emes of netzach. That here human beings, with a limited human understanding, have this ability to be victorious, kivyachal, over Hashem, so to speak, that the Chacham on earth can say, this is the truth, this is the halacha, even though in Shemayim Hashem says, no, it's not the halacha. But if the Chacham on earth say, this is the emes, then Hashem says, nitzchuni banai, they have defeated me, that's the koach of netzach, that's the emes of the netzach of the Jewish people who are given the power to decide halacha down here in this world, which kivyachal forces the higher world to concede that they were defeated by the world below. That's the emes of Netzach. It's a very deep concept. So that's Emes of Netzach that the Tikkun in the Zohar talks about, that Emes, Netzach is Emes. Achein ha-Emes demidas hoid. Then you have the Emes of Hod, of beauty. What's the Emes of Hod? Zuhi ha-Emes de'ilah. The Emes of Hod is the absolute truth that Hashem knows in Shemayim. The higher truth. That's Emes of Hod. It's the higher perfect truth. Zuhi ha-Emes de'ilah. This is the higher truth. Ha-Emes de'hanistaris la-Hashem alokeinu. It's the Emes of those things that are hidden and known to Hashem. V'zeu sh'omru ha-malochim t'na ha-yidcha l'shamayim. Sh'ti ha-sog is a terek adesh rak al-pinister. So that's, you remember that the malochim, the angels, were opposed to Hashem giving the Torah to human beings. You remember that? They were upset. They said, t'na ha-yidcha l'shamayim. Hashem, give your beauty over here al-shamayim in heaven. What are you sending it down to them? They're a bunch of liars. They're imperfect. They make mistakes. They don't know what they're doing. Why are you sending the Torah down to earth? The Malachim said, "Tzna hodcha al Hashemayim, Hashem, keep your beauty and splendor here above, in the higher world of truth. Why are you sending it down to the human beings who are making mistakes with your Torah? In other words, why are you sending it down to the world of Netzach? Let the Torah remain in this higher world of Tzna hodcha al Hashemayim." In other words, what they were saying is that the Torah should be understood perfectly according to those secrets that are known to Hashem and to the angels, not according to human beings' mistaken interpretation that falls into the category of Emes of Netzach. Let it remain Emes Bemes, Emes of Hoyd. And so too we find that the Malachim had a taina, had a complaint at the time of the creation of the world. Emes Omar Al Yivra, Shekuloi Sheker, Pechkuf Samach Zayin. So Emes had a taina. It says in the Medrash that when Hashem was about to create man, so there were malachim, the representatives of the quality of truth that came with the taina and said, Hashem, how can you create a human being? A human being is filled with lies. So the angels of truth came to complain to Hashem, how could you create human beings who are liars? Shekulai sheker. Kedisa b'medrash parashas Bereishis. And says, so what was Hashem's reaction? So it says, V'kash brocha hishlucha emes arza. So it says in the medrash that Hashem took truth, and he threw it down into this world. Tachsiv emes me'eres titzmach, as it says in the pasuk, truth grows from the earth. The inyan who? Ki toira ikri emes. What does it mean that Hashem threw the truth down to the world? I mean, the angels were complaining, why should man be created? The angels were complaining, why should the Torah be given to man who lies? And Hashem's response was that he took emes and he threw it down to the world. It's a very amazing thing. Hashem took emes and he threw it down into the world. Shenitna Torah Yisrael kadei shetizbar midas haydai de midas hanetzach. That means that Hashem said, I want my imperfect human beings with a free choice to study Torah, to struggle with Torah, to be in yeshivas and batei midrashim and to work over understanding Torah, to be menatzeach, to reach a level of Emes of Netzach, and to try as hard as they can to find out my truth, my hidden truth in Shemayim, which is the Midah of Hod, which is the Emes of Hod. Therefore, I'm throwing truth down to the world and saying that that's true. The decisions that are taking place in the yeshivas are true decisions. Those decisions don't necessarily conform to the truth in Shemayim. So Hashem says, I'm sending truth down into the world. To the Chacham, to the Tzaddikim of all the generations, for them to decide with the Koch of Netzach to come to the truth on their level. To try to be Mevarah, to try to clarify, to understand the Emes of Hod. That's what it means when it says in the Gemara. Any judge that judges a din Emes Lamito, it's interesting language. A judge in a bezdin, in a court, who rules in a way that is emes l'amito, that is the truth of truths, like a double truth. He becomes a partner of Hashem in the creation of the universe. So he says the Rishon already explained what is the meaning of emes la'amitai. How could it be emes la'amitai, a truthful truth? So the Rishon discussed what that means in halacha. That it shouldn't be an emes, it shouldn't be a din that is in any way blemished. In other words, it could be that a judge listens to the litigants, he listens to the people, and he hears the evidence, and it could be, based upon the evidence, he's ruling in a truthful way. But what's the problem? It could be that some of the evidence is what? Is false, is fake. Now, the judge did the best he could under the circumstances. In other words, he was truthful and honest, because he saw the evidence, and he looked at everything, the documents, and he came to a conclusion, which was emes. So that was emes. But it's not emes lamito. Why isn't it emes lamito? Why isn't it truthful truth, huh? Why not? Because God knows that the case was settled in an untrue way. Now the judge was truthful, and he looked at this and he said, okay, and he passed him with the information that he had. It was fantastic. Emes. No one could say that the dayan, that judge is a liar. Emes. But emes lamito, it's not. Why? Because there was something wrong with the document. There was something wrong with the evidence. There was a misrepresentation that took place. So the Rebbe is explaining, listen, the judge can only go by what he sees with his eyes. But the truth of this court case does not conform to the absolute truth that Hashem knows in Shemayim. So this judge is not connected to the truth of Hashem. He only has human truth. He has the truth down here below, but he has not reached the level of Hod. He's in the world of Emes of Netzach, but he never reached the level of Emes of Hod. It's not his fault, but that's the way it is. I will have done din Emes Lamito. That's a wonderful thing. When there's such a thing as a judge who's done din Emes Lamito, mamish, that he comes to the truthful conclusion in a truthful way, and the evidence is true, everything is true. That means that it reaches the truth of Hashem. Hanistar Shlashem Lokeinu. Shemekavin be'emes shaloi ala emes ilo. As Nasa Shutu Lokash Baruch HaMaisabresh. Then it's like he's a partner of Hashem in the creation of the world. In the creation of the world. Ubezenovin Mamorim Zal. Now we can understand what we saw before from Chazal at the beginning. Kam bizman sheyesh halo yisun yitzon yishul mokum. Bekam bizman sheyin yisun halo yisun yitzon yishul mokum. Right, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that when the Jewish people are Yisrael Shalom Malkum, then the non-Jews and Goyim will take care of all of our work, and we just sit and learn all day. But when we're not Yisrael Shalom Malkum, then we have to go like Rabbi Yishmael, which is the minig of Derech Eretz, to work and to learn. And we can understand also this Maimon Chazal that when are the 7 weeks Tmimos? When we're doing the Ritzon Shel Malkum, and when are they not Tmimos? If we're not doing Ritzon Shel Malkum, so he explains. If he was end of in Mamar Amzal and Al, come bisman she solays Ritzon Shel Malkum, come bisman she any solays Ritzon Shel Malkum. Kol kach val pi terutzav shalatayse bebrachas sham shaisin vein oisin kol kach v'hainu shecholim lasas b'tayru mitzvus ba'asogish shel emes kazu sheyoytzen ba'yidech avosim lefitaris emes shabaris. What does it mean, Oysim Mitzvah Shalom Malkum and Ein Oysim Mitzvah Shalom Malkum? The Rebbe is defining, what is the meaning of this, that we are living according to Hashem's will, or we're not living according to Hashem's will? And he says that the Jewish people have the ability to live either on a level of Emes, you can live with God forbid Sheker, a lie, that's, so he says that's not what we're talking about. According to Tosafot, we're not talking about that. So, the Jewish people have a choice to live in the world of Emes, or to connect to the world of Emes La'amito, the truth of truths. So that's what he writes, V'hainu, She'choyim l'asa b'tari mitzvah ba'asogir shal emes kazu, she'yoytze b'chidei v'osim l'fitari s'emes shabarz. It's true that on one level, we can live according to Hashem's will as it was given here on this world, which is the level of Netzach, of Emes of Netzach. That's one level of truth, human truth, according to our abilities. That's called, on our level, we're doing the best we can, but it's ain't osim ritzono shel malkum. It's not really fulfilling Hashem's absolute will. Okay, so the Rebbe's explaining that when it says Oisim Ritzano Shemakom, the definition is, are the Jewish people living in a way that they are in touch with the absolute Ratzon of Hashem, the absolute truth that is in Shemayim? That's called Oisim Ritzano Shemakom. We're living in the way of God's will. Then there's another way, that we're not living in the way of God's will, but we're trying as hard as we can to come to our level of emes, of netzach, of emes, that we're trying our best, but it's not the rutzen of Hashem. In other words, it's not the highest ideal truth of Hashem. That's what he explains. That we can live according to the emes that was sent down here into this world. But that's not on the level of Ritzono Shel Malkum. It's not emes lamito. The highest level is when Netzach and Hod, the two pillars, the two legs, are joined together in unity. In other words, that here in this world of Netzach, of Emes of Netzach, we are Mekavein, we come to the level of the Rotzen of Hashem to live in the way of Emes of Hod. That's the Tachlis, that's the ideal, that's the point, to bring both levels together, right? That Emes of Netzach can reach a level of Emes of Hod. Zeu ein oisim etzano shal mokum. Heinlish ein mekaimim ze ba'ifin shal emes la'amito, emes shal mokum, shal mokum yizbarach, shal Hashem. And so, ein oisim etzano shal mokum doesn't mean, God forbid, that we're just living and doing our veirs. It means that our emes has not touched the emes of Hod. The emes of Netzach is not yet in the emes la'amito. Rabbi Nosson Breslover, Rabbi Nosson went to his Rebbe, to Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nosson was a very, very poor man. He was an extraordinary genius, and he was attached to Rabbi Nachman. And he had an offer, an opportunity. He had an opportunity to be the Rav of a big city. And if Rabbi Nosson would have accepted this job as being a Rav of a city, he would have had a good parnassah. He would have been able to make a living. And in general, we know that we have stories. I mean, Rabbi Nosson's wife was not happy about him not going off to be a Rav in the city and just staying with Rabbi Nachman. And here there's an opportunity to go and to become a Rav and to live a normal life. So he came to his Rabbi Nachman if he should take the position. So when he came to Rabbi Nachman, so he asked Rabbi Nachman, he told Rabbi Nachman he has this position that's being offered to him as a Rav of a city, big city, it's a chosh of a position, he could teach Torah, would open up yeshivas and so on. So should he take the job? So Rabbi Nachman thought for a while. Rabbi Nachman said, You should take the position. And Rabbi Nosson said, Rebbe Be'emes? What does it mean, Rebbe Be'emes? Really? Really? Truthfully? So Rabbi Nachman thought for a while and he said, yeah, Be'emes. Truthfully. Then Rabbi Nosson said, Rebbe, Be'emes la'amitai? In the truth of truths? So Rabbi Nachman was quiet for a while and Rabbi Nachman said, no. In Emes Lamita, you shouldn't take the job. In Emes, you should take the job, but Emes Lamita, you don't take the job. Rabbi Nachman felt that in order to come to his absolute level, ideal level of Rabbi Nosson could come to, he would have to remain with him, a poor man, with Rabbi Nachman. On a level of Emes, could Rabbi Nosson accomplish a great deal by being a Rav and by having, you know, a yeshiva, being a yeshiva and being the Rav of a city? Yes. But Rabbi Nachman, with his Ruach HaKodesh, understood that Rabbi Nosson, in order for Rabbi Nosson to reach the highest point, the deepest point of the purpose of his creation, he has to remain a poor Jew connected to him, you know, in the little village. Now, what if Rabbi Nosson would not have asked the second Be'emes Lamita? If it was a Be'emes, right? If you would have heard a good thing, and you would be making a nice money, and you were told by a tzaddik, Be'emes, it's okay, you would just run off, right? You'd call your wife and just get out of here. But Rabbi Nosson stopped and said, Rabbi, Be'emes Lamita. In other words, is this the truth of truths? What we're talking about, what the Rebbe's explaining. And the Midah of Hod. Rabbi Nachman, he was asking Rabbi Nachman if it was Ruach HaKodesh to understand what's the Midah of Hod. And Rabbi Nachman said, no, it's not Emes Lamita. It's not Emes Lamita. He stayed with Rabbi Nachman. Baruch Hashem, if not for that, we wouldn't know anything about Rabbi Nachman because Rabbi Nosson wrote down everything. After that, Rabbi Nosson kept all the Torahs. Ubeis Dargis Eilu. And these two levels, Yeshlem Zamanim Sugolim Laza. There are certain days, there are certain times of the year that are especially ripe for these different madregas, these two different levels of emes of netzach and emes of hayt. Shibimei ha-maisev ozu tikin ha-emes de netzach hemes artis. During the 6 days of the week, the main thing we work on during the 6 days of the week is to try l'kalapachas to come to a level of emes of this world, of emes of netzach, to overcome the obstacles of this world, to overcome the obstacles of this world, and to reach a level at least that should be emes of netzach. That's the 6 days of the week. Well, the Shabbos Kodesh, but on Shabbos, it's taken me this emes to hide. On Shabbos, a Jew can come to the level to come to a madrega of emes of hide, emes of hod, that higher level of emes of hanistaris l'Hashem Elokeinu, emes l'amita. And to live in that way that's called the Ritzon Hashem Makom, the way and the will and the desire of Hashem, the highest level of Emes. That's what it means, that a Jew who observes Shabbos carefully is like a partner of Hashem in creation. He's connected to that higher truth. If you dive in Friday night and you say Vayichulu, it's as if you've become a partner with Hashem in the creation of the world. Now we understand the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Shetachlis limudat Torah kadosha v'kiyum lo yomu sefer Torah zemipicha. Hu bizman shayisim tzan shemalkam. The Rabbi Shimon said that pasuk in Yeshua that says lo yomu sefer Torah zemipicha, the Torah should never ever leave your mouth. That's when the Jewish people are Yisim Yitzhan Hashem Malkam. That means that when we're on a level where we understand the highest will and desire and the truth of Hashem is to sit Yom V'Layit day and night, every moment, completely, completely immersed in Hashem's Torah, that's called the time when we're Yisim Yitzhan Hashem Malkam. Hainu, what's that talking about? That's B'Shabbos Kodesh. Every week a Jew can come to that level. Shabbos was meant as a time when you can be immersed in holiness. Shabbos is a time when you're allowed, when you're able to come to that madrega of emes of hod, not emes of netzach, where you're trying to struggle and overcome and you're working in the fields, plus you're trying to kvetch out an hour or two to learn. Shabbos kodesh hayid, the Jew can come to the madrega of emes of hod, which is oisim mitzvah shel mokum mamish. And malach the nasa deyachem, you don't have to work, you're just mamish, connected and completely, completely immersed in the ratzon of Hashem. That's emes of Shabbos of hod. Hayin the Shabbos kodesh also netzach v'hod berazit echad. That's the day when Netzach and Hod come together. Kamaimra Zayir, it says in the Zayir Kosh, Gagavni di Misachdin Laila, Efochi Yis Echadit Lasata, Vizgalas Emes Lamita, that on Shabbos Kodesh, on Shabbos, when Friday night, when Shabbos comes in a couple hours, the Midas Halyonis, this amazing unification takes place of all the higher spheres of Netzach and Hod are joined together on Shabbos. All the Midas come together on Shabbos, that means that on Shabbos a Jew has access to this Madrega that's called Emes Lamita, the truth of truths of Hod. Like Cain be Meisachol, Afki Gam Ken Oisin Avol Ein Oisin Mitzvah Nishal Mokum Kolkach. During the week, even though we try to do our best, but it's very difficult to come to that Madrega of Mitzvah Nishal Mokum of Hashem's will. Vaz Muchach Liyes Noig Midas Erech Eretz Charish B'Shas Charisha. Then we have to live more in the way of plowing and of sowing in the fields. And what was the deepest desire of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who was celebrating now during the week of Hod? And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's yahrzeit and his birthday was on what day? Hod of Hod. Because what did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai reveal to Zohar HaKadosh? And what's the Zohar HaKadosh? Emes Lamita. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Rabbi Shimon came to that point of Emes Lamita. He was 13 years in the cave, where those years he was completely, completely away from working and being part of the physical world, where he was totally, totally immersed in the Ratzon of Hashem and the deeper understanding of Torah and Mitzvahs. So Rabbi Shimon during those years came to the truth of truths, which is the Zohar HaKadosh, which was the Pnimius, the inner essence of Emes. And he desperately wanted, Rabbi Shimon desperately wanted to lift all the Jewish people up from Netzach to Hod, from Emes of Netzach to Emes of Hod, to the Emes Tamita, to the highest truth that is in the highest world. That's what he wanted. Shiyagil kol Yisrael l'kayim Torah mitzvahs ba'asoge shnei amidah shel Netzach v'Hod, and niglu v'anista gam yachad. Both that is that which is revealed and that which is concealed. The revealed truth and the truth that's concealed. We understand the Gemara there in Shabbos. The Gemara that talks about Lag Baomer is in Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel. It's interesting. Lag. Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel. That's the Gemara that talks about Lag Baomer. Page 33. Talks about the 33rd day. That talks about the whole Ma'aseh in the Rebbe Shimon. About what happened when Rebbe Shimon came out of the cave. Which is a Kabbalah from Chazal that was on Lag Baomer. So says in the Gemara that the first time that Rabbi Shimon and his son came out from the cave, after hiding for 12 years from the Romans, they saw people, they saw Jews working in the fields. So Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar said, how could they neglect the eternal life of Torah and be occupy themselves in the temporary life of this world. And anywhere that they turned their eyes, everywhere they looked, it started going on fire. And then the Gemara tells us that Hashem sent them back. You remember Hashem said, "What are you? I didn't let you out of the cave to destroy my world. Go back." And they went back for another year, and then they were told that they could come out. Anovi, Abaskol, that they could come out, and they came out from the cave, and now they looked at the world. You can be sure that everybody started to duck, right? And they came out from the cave, everybody started jumping and running around. Oh, here's Rabbi Shimon. So they came out from the cave, and Rabbi Shimon said, the whole world is not going to die if only for me and you. Like, the world is still crazy. What are they doing? Are they working in the fields? That's not the emes d'amita. That's not the emes of Hayd. So then the Gemara tells us an amazing thing. It was Friday, late afternoon. The sun had set. The sun was setting, it was after candlelighting, it was that time that's called Ben HaShemoshes. The Gemara says that it was Friday, after candlelighting was a time that it wasn't quite Friday, it wasn't quite Shabbos, that time in between. And it says in the Gemara, they saw an old man, the old man running, holding two bunches of Adasim in his hands. Remember the Maisa? He was holding two bunches of Adasim. So they asked the old man, what are you holding those two bunches of Adasim and running Ben HaShemoshes? What are you doing? So the old man told Rabbi Shimon, L'chvoid Shabbos, I have these two bunches of Adasim for the honor of Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon said, one is enough, why do you need two? You want to have something that smells nice for the Shabbos table, beautiful, so one is enough, why two? So he answered, the old man answered, Chad keneged Zachar v'chad keneged Shamar. That he has one bunch for Zachar's Yom HaShabbos and one bunch for Shamar's Yom HaShabbos. Zachar v'Shamar. So you have two bunches of Adasim. Omalei lebrei. Chazi kama mitzvahs chaviv na Yisrael. So Rabbi Shimon said to his son, look how precious the mitzvahs are in the eyes of the Jewish people. And it says in the Gemara that Yosef datayah. They knows that Rabbi Shimon and his sons saw that the world is okay. Yosef, they became satisfied with the world. Okay. The whole thing is an amazing Gemara. Ahusab, an old man running Ben HaShemoshes with a couple of bunches of Hadassim. What's it for? L'Kovit Shabbos, Zochav HaShomer. And then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son say, okay, Beseder. The world is okay. It's all right. We're not going to destroy the world. And the whole world goes, phew, like everybody says, whoa. It's all right. We're not going to destroy the world. So he says, the holy name of Kovit Shabbos over here. So the Rebbe explains. So you know we say in Lecha Doidi, Zochar v'Shomer b'dibur echad. When Hashem gave the Shabbos, He gave Zochar and Shomer, He said it simultaneously. Zochar v'Shomer b'dibur echad. Zochar v'Shomer b'dibur echad. Shabbos is the Raza de'echad. Shabbos is the mystery of God's oneness. Shabbos is a time when everything can come back to oneness. When we can reach that level of Hoyd. Emes of Hoyd. When Netzach and Hod join together. Emes Bilailim, Emes de Lasata. On Shabbos is when the truth above and the truth below come together. Vizachu Shabbos de Laila, remembering his Shabbos from above. That's the highest Shabbos, the Shabbos of Hod. The Chsiv Babadibis Rishonis, because the word remember the Shabbos Zachar is in the first set of Luchos. Kisheshis Om Osa Hashem. Vayonach Vyem Hashvi. In the first set of the Ten Commandments of the Sarasa Dibris, in Parshas Yisro it says, remember the Shabbos because Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on Shabbos. So that speaks about Hashem's Shabbos. And what does it say in Devarim and Vezchanan? Why do we keep Shabbos in the second Luchos? What does it say? Shomer Shabbos Asad, Chsiv Bavadibis Shnias, what? Vezacharta ki Evid Ha'isib Emes Sinsrayim. Because we should remember that we were slaves in Egypt and Hashem took us out of Egypt, that's why we keep Shabbos. So what Shabbos is that? Is that the human Shabbos or is that Hashem's Shabbos? It's the human Shabbos. You hear what the brilliant thing is saying? That the first Shabbos of Zohar, that's Zohar Dikas Shabbos, is the Shabbos of Hashem's truth. So Hashem rested on the seventh day, whatever that means. So, I don't know. The second Shabbos in Parshas Vezchanan, the second Luchos is Shomer Yom Shabbos, keep the Shabbos. Why? Because Hashem took Yerem Mitzrayim, that's the Shabbos that we understand on a human level. That Hashem gave us a day to rest. Okay, Tzivcha Hashem Lekech Elazi Yom Shabbos. The Shabbos is Sadusa De Emes. Yisrael V'Kadosh Baruch Me'idin Al Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu testify to the truth of Hashem and to the truth of His being the creator of the world. In order to give Eidus, in order to testify, you have to have two Eidim. So what happens on Shabbos? Hashem is the witness above and the Jewish people are the witness below. And these are the two Eidim that verify the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the truth of Klal Yisrael and the truth of the Torah. Behind the train Medani Asa, that's the meaning of the two bunches of Hadassim. Can I get Zohar and Shomer B'dibrechad? The old man said that these two bunches of Hadassim are for Zohar and Shomer. For the truth above being connected to the truth below. The Naka, the Husaba, V'raid, Behuba, Ben Hashmos, the Erev Shabbos, that he's running the Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmoshes. Shaydei Arech Shalem, Megin, Ludin, Emes Lamita. That through the beautiful fragrance of the Hadassim, one can come to the Emes Lamita, to the truth of truths. K'tibri Chazal al-Pasik, V'arichab Yerus Hashem. It says in Yeshayahu that when Mashiach will come, he will smell with the fragrance of Hashem, with the fear of God. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Amar Rava Demarech V'Doyin V'Kotl, that Mashiach will have the power to smell and to know whether someone is innocent or guilty. He won't he'll be able to smell somebody, and he'll know whether that person, what a virus that person did. The Gemara says that Mashiach will be Marech V'Doyin, he will smell and will judge, and if you're guilty, you will be killed by what he smells. That's what it says about Mashiach. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'lo'olam Ha'rein of Yishpait. It says in the Pasuk in Yishayahu that the Mashiach will not judge with his eyes. V'lo'olam Mishma Ozen of Yechiach, and he will not judge with what he hears. Ki ha, the Bar Kaziva, the Malach Tarti, Shninu Palgi, Omele Rabbonu on the Mashiach. So you know the story about Kochba? Bar Kochba went and said that he was Mashiach. For 2.5 years he was ruling over the Jewish people and he said he's Mashiach. Amalei Mashiach see v'herichai. V'herichai, it can't be because it says the Mashiach has the power to smell and to judge the Merch V'doyin. And you can't. And Bar Kochba couldn't. So he wasn't Mashiach. Ubein Hashmoz Damale Shabsu Chibur Shnei Azmanim. Now listen to what an amazing thing the Rebbe says here. That when did this take place with the old man running the two bunches of Hadassim, which is Zohar and Shomer? When did this happen? This happened Ben Hashmosh, which means in between Friday and Shabbos. That means it's when the two times of Friday come together, Friday and Shabbos come together. Friday is from the world of Netzach Hod. What's Friday from? Which world? Netzach Hod. Netzach, and Shabbos is Hod. Ben Hashmosh means the unification when both worlds come together, Netzach and Hod. When God's Shabbos and man's 6 days of the week somehow merge. They come together. Zohar v'Shomer. Netzach and Hod. Emes and Emes Lamita come together, Bein Hashmoshes. Zman Yimei Amaisa, Da'isen Vein Oisim Vitzan Shalmakim. Im Zman Shabbos Kodesh, Yisrael Oisim Vitzan Shalmakim. The 6 days of the week when we don't know Hashem's truth, and Shabbos when we can come to Hashem's truth. That's Netzach and Hoyd, Uzman Vayichulu Hashemayim Ha'aretz. That's the meaning of Hashem completing heaven and earth. Which means it's called the Shemayim Varz, the Nashka Arva, Rakiya Adadi. It's when heaven and earth come together. Vayichula Shemayim Varz. Shemayim is Hoyd. It's not Hoyd Chula Shemayim, and Netzach is earth. Netzach is this world, right? Emes Me'eretz Titzmach, that's this world. Emes Me'eretz, the Emes the Mesifta the Rakiya, the Emes in Shemayim and the Emes on earth. V'zeh Sheheru L'Rabbi Shemayim Yechoyah B'noyim. That when they came out after 12 years, Rabbi Shimon and his son complained, how could you leave eternal life of Torah and go farming and plowing and sowing? How could you do that? So now they saw that there's a tachlis. Shem Shem Bar Yochai understood from that Jew that was running with the two bunches of Adasim that there's such a thing as Zacha v'Shamer, that a human being down here in this world of relative truth, of Emes of Netzach, can come after struggling through, Hashem wants us to go through the Emes of Netzach of plowing and sowing and being in this world, and to reach a Madrega of Shabbos, which is a Madrega of Emes of Hoyd. And that those two can be brought together. That's the tachlis of creation. Not that you should live in a cave, separated from this world, and just be an Emes of Hoyd, but you should be down here in this world, struggle through the 6 days of Emes of Netzach, and bring yourself up to a level of Shabbos, of Zocher v'Shamer v'Dibrecha. Where eternal life and temporal and temporary life, momentary life, join together. That's the Indian of Sviya Soyama, to bring these two times together. The days of the week and the days of Shabbos. That's what it means. Shabbos Shabbos to me means that they should be 7 perfect weeks. Shabbos is that are perfect. The Rebbe says this, Mamish, like it sounds like Ruach HaKodesh. Not that I can smell when it's Ruach HaKodesh, but you have to have Ruach HaKodesh to say such a thing. By Sefiras Omer, it says always, you have to count the weeks, and you have to count the Shabboses and the days. Right? Sheva Shabbos from Yis Tiena. Tisbru Chamishim Yom. Shabbos means what? Netzach HaHod. Shabbos is Hod. Chamishim Yom, days. And Netzach, 6 days of the week. So Sefiras Omer means to lift yourself up. Shabbos Shabbos is Tmimis Tiyana. That your day should come to Madrega of Shabbos. That the day should be lifted up to Madrega of Shavuos, of Emes, of Hashem's Emes. V'kamayim v'chazal, mitzvah l'mim neyayim, mitzvah l'mim neshvui. There's a mitzvah to count the days, and there's a mitzvah to count the weeks. That's why today we counted Hayayim Tisha v'esrim yayim. Today are 29 days. That's Netzach. That's the 6 days of the week. That's struggling. That's human truth. Shehem, Shavua, Shnei Shavuos, Arba Shavuos v'yoyim Echad Laimer. Arba Shavuos means Arba Shabbosos, 4 Shabboses and 1 day. Come on, take a thing, to connect together the Shabboses and the Shabboses and the days. V'hu chushman l'chiyusa. The Kabbalah is Torah HaKadosh. This is how we prepare. We're counting to receive the Holy Torah. Shemavarachim Allah Asher Nosan Lanu Torah Emes. That's how we make a bracha on the Torah. Asher Nosan Lanu Torah Emes. Hashem gave us the Torah that is true, the Torah of truth. V'chaye Oilam Not Abaseichenu. Shenovin is HaTorah HaKadosh Al Pi Emes T'chaye Oilam. Asher Nosan Lanu Torah Emes. Hashem gave us Torah Emes. And he gave us the ability to come to the understanding of Emes, which is Chaye Olam, which is the highest truth of Hayd, of Chaye Olam. V'chaye Olam not abaseichenu. That we should understand the Torah according to the Emes of Chaye Olam. Well, Zer Shol v'medrash anal, Emes ayin t'mimis. That's the meaning of the Medrash. That the Medrash asked, Emes ayin t'mimis. When are they t'mimis? When are the... Meaning, Hasvira shall misbrach Hamishim Yoimim Sheva Shabbosis. When is there a perfect relationship between the 49 days and the 7 Shabbos, between Shabbos and the 6 days, meaning the days and the Shabbos? When is there a perfect connection of Netzach and Hayd? Bizman Shem Aysim Mitzon Shemakom. When the Jewish people are on a level where they're able to live according to the higher will of Hashem, the Mitzon Shemakom, which is Hod. Ayde Shmir Shabbos Kardesh. By keeping the Shabbos, Nasim Tmimis Umachadis Beraza Dechada, which is the mystery of God's oneness, which is keeping Shabbos. And he ends and he says, V'nizki l'kabola satara akadosh la'avina be'emes ha'niglis v'anisteris. May we be worthy to come to Shavuos to receive the Torah, to understand it, on the revealed level of emes ha'niglis v'anisteris, and the hidden level of b'perish ha'gemora v'azoya kodesh gam yachad. To understand the revealed Torah of Gemara and of Shas and Poskim and Mishnayis and Halacha, to understand the world of Emes, and to come to Madrega to understand the world of the Zohar Kodesh, which is Emes Lamita, which is the essence of Torah, which is Hoyt, which is the Emes Lamita. V'kuyim banu, what it says in Daniel, v'maskilim yaziru k'zoya harakia. Those of deep understanding will shine, will glow, like the shining glow of the sky. And And he says, Hashem's glory be revealed, and may all flesh see together. Kipi Hashem dibir, that Hashem has spoken. So that's the Simcha of Lag Baomer. What's the Rebbe's talking about? The Simcha of Lag Baomer. The Simcha of Lag Baomer, which is Hod of Hod. You have an understanding of what it means, Hod of Hod. It's Lag Baomer. Hod of Hod. What happened with Meshulam Yochai on the day that he died revealed the deepest mysteries of the Zohar Kaddish. And the house became surrounded by that fire, and everybody stood back, and the holy town of Rabbi Shimon died in the way that he died. So what's the Simcha of Jews like us in Lag BaOmer? We don't learn Zohar. What do we know? So what's everybody so happy about? You go to Meron, you go to Tzfas in Eretz Yisrael on Rabbi Shimon's yard site on Tuesday. There are going to be 500,750,000 people dancing by the Kever of Rabbi Shimon. 99.9% of the people never saw a word of the Zohar. They don't know what Rabbi Shimon is talking about. They never heard any of this. They don't know the Gemara. They don't know anything. So what are they so happy about? It's the Sfarim say that Rabbi Shimon is Lakol. Rabbi Shimon's Simcha is for every Jew. So what's the Simcha of Lag BaOmer? The Simcha of Lag BaOmer is, even though we don't understand the hidden truth, that Emes of Hayy, the Hayy, Emes Lamita, but on Lag BaOmer, a Jewish person proudly proclaims his belief, his emuna, that there is such a thing as emes lamita. That there's something deeper than what meets the eye. There's a truth of truths that transcends all our struggles for truths and all our difficulties in this world. There's an emes lamita, an emes of Hashem, that every Jewish person has a shaykhis, has a connection, has a relationship, and has access to the emes of Lamita, Emes Lamita. And that's why you see the Rabbi Shimon, the students of Rabbi Shimon used to call him Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon's students used to call him Shabbos. They used to call him Shabbos. They used to call the Rabbi Shabbos. So let me understand why it's called Rabbi Shimon Shabbos. Because Rabbi Shimon is the hidden Torah. Rabbi Shimon is the Torah's Emes. Chaya Olam not Abasacheinu. So once upon a time they lived on this earth, a Jew by the name of Rabbi Shimon Bayichai, and he walked among us with other human beings. And he was a walking fire of Hod Shebahod, of glory, of splendor, of beauty within beauty, of the Emes Lamita of Hashem's will. So we have to dive into Hashem and Lag BaOmer, that every one of us should come to a level, halavai, halavai, we should be able to sit and learn a little bit Gemara, a little bit Halacha, to chazer over the Parsha, and one day be worthy, mitzvah Hashem, to study the Hidden Torah. To study the Hidden Torah, which is the joy and the simcha of this world, to be able to see the deeper teachings of Torah. Hashem promised us when Mashiach will come, says Yishakenim Neshika Ispiyo Ki Toivim Deidecha Miyayin. So Rashi says Yishakenim Neshika Ispiyo, that the Jewish people are asking Hashem, Hashem, you began to kiss us at Har Sinai with your Torah, but we're waiting for you to complete that kiss, to finish kissing us when you're going to reveal to us with Mashiach all the hidden secrets of Torah that we never are able to understand. And Shavuos is the time of Kabbalah Satayra, and Shavuos is the time which is most opportune. It's the best time for the Jewish people to receive the Emes Lamita of Torah, that Tznohad Chol HaShemayim should descend here into the world with the Emes Lamita of Mashiach ben David. Let's sing a niggun. Nay, nay, nay.